Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
This morning, Milton out over the Atlantic made landfall as a Category 3 hurricane. I had read somewhere, E, that sustained winds near the point of landfall, which is where the eye crosses, that turned out to be Sarasota, just south of Tampa, that there were sustained winds of 120 miles an hour. And to put that in perspective, that's like an EF2 tornado, but that doesn't turn off or pass through. It just keeps blowing and blowing. There's some natural sound here from Sarasota as the storm blew ashore. Joining us live from Florida this morning, CBS News correspondent Peter King. And Peter, as the sun is rising now over Florida, what is the story this morning? Is it that it wasn't quite as bad as perhaps anticipated, or was it everything we thought?
Well, it's the former, and Governor Ron DeSantis just told us a little while ago that storm surge was actually lower than expected, so there is a little bit of good news in all of this, but that's not to downplay the impact of this storm. This is still a hugely destructive storm and a deadly one as well. Storm surge was lower, but it was still, you know, anywhere from 8 to 10 feet, and that's still taller than you and me, I believe. So you don't want to see that wall of water coming at you, and there's going to be an awful lot of damage on the Gulf Coast. It steamed through the central part of the state as a hurricane, so there's damage and flooding inland as well. Daytona Beach, same thing. It is just left there, but we expect some damage along the coast as well.
Do we know, Peter, how long some of the floodwaters would linger? Will they stay? Will it dissipate over the day, or is it weeks?
It's really hard to tell, and those waters are going to continue to rise for the next couple of days because the rivers and lakes, they are absolutely swollen and saturated.
Talking with Peter King from CBS News, he is in Florida this morning as the hurricane is now out over the Atlantic. I thought really fascinating, and it turns out deadly, were these tornadoes, Peter, that broke out ahead of the storm making landfall, and those were further inland.
Now, I've got to tell you, I've been here for more than 30 years, and I've never seen anything quite like this. There were dozens, I think somewhere in the neighborhood of 80 and or 90 National Weather Service tornado warnings that went out yesterday. Many of them in South Florida, some of them here in Central Florida. One of those tornadoes we know is deadly. That's in St. Lucie County, where 4 people were killed yesterday. We just found that out this morning. Tornadoes, for those who are not aware, you know, that's one of the byproducts from any hurricane because there is so much thunderstorm activity, so much electricity, so much stirring up of the atmosphere that tornadoes get spawned from these storms.
Perhaps one of the iconic images from Milton that will always be shown on television in the years and decades later will be Tropicana Field. The roof is gone.
Well, you know what? That's never going to happen at your ballpark in Milwaukee if they keep the roof open, of course. But Tropicana Field, which was supposed to be a staging area, and it's where the Tampa Bay Rays play, as you well know, the roof was blown off of that. And you know what? This building is solid, and the roof is pretty solid, and that should give you an idea of just how strong these winds were. Yeah, you said 120 miles per hour, and that is nothing to sneeze at. Fortunately, it was supposed to be used as a staging area, but nobody was in there at the time, so nobody was hurt in there. I shouldn't say nobody, but very few people were in there at the time.
Talking with Peter King from CBS News. He's live with us from Florida this morning. Peter, you know, so many folks here in Wisconsin have ties to Florida. Either they are, you know, snowbirds, as we call them, so they winter there in Florida, or have a place, whether it be a timeshare, a place they regularly go. I'm curious for folks who live up here how that works. Like, if their home or condo or what have you has been damaged and they don't get down there right away, like, what sort of happens to these properties that might be badly damaged, but no one's there?
That's a really good question. And you've got to hope that those people have friends and neighbors down here that can at least give them eyeballs and let them know what's going on. But, you know, bottom line is, if these are places that they own, you know, they've got to take responsibility for whatever happens with them, if they're timeshares, well, it's a whole different ballgame because right. there are management companies and such that should be dealing with that. But, you know, either way, you want to know that your home is safe, and hopefully you've got people to keep an eye on it while you're gone.
How long are people supposed to evacuate, Peter? When are they encouraged to come back, or is it way too early to even discuss it?
Way too early right now, and for the most part, they're asking people who did evacuate to stay away while road crews clean up the roads and get rid of the debris and that kind of thing. We haven't heard of any major damage to roadways, which is a really good thing. We haven't heard anything about damage to causeways that lead to barrier islands, so that is also a good thing. As for those who stayed put, mayors and emergency managers are asking everybody to stay put, not to go out and around and let the different crews, you know, road crews, utility crews, first responders, let them do their jobs.
Peter King live with us from CBS News this morning. Thank you, Peter.
You bet. Thanks, guys.